Getting Down to Business. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Wanting a DVD player. Lewis and Bianca wanted to buy a new DVD player. The DVD player they wanted cost $200. They had saved $100 from their pocket money, and their parents had given them $50. So, they had $150 to start with. That meant that they had to find another $50. Lewis and Bianca asked their parents for another $50, but their parents told them to raise the money themselves. Lewis and Bianca thought long and hard about how they could raise some money. They were both good at art and craft, so they decided to set up a business stenciling designs onto T-shirts. Chapter 2. Doing Their Maths. The first thing that Lewis and Bianca did was buy what they needed. They spent $50 buying fabric paint, paintbrushes, and cardboard. Money we had to begin with, $150. Money we have spent on art things. Fabric paint, $30. Brushes, rollers, $13. Cardboard, $7. Equals $50. They did not buy any T-shirts because they decided that their customers could bring their own T-shirts. Then, Lewis and Bianca worked out how much they should charge their customers. They worked out that they knew about 50 people who would like to have a cool pattern stenciled onto a T-shirt. So, Bianca said they should charge $1 for each design. Then, they would have the $50 they needed. But Lewis reminded Bianca that they had spent $50, so if they charged $1 for each design, they would only get back what they had paid. The next thing Lewis and Bianca did was work out how much they needed to charge to make $50 profit. 50 T-shirt designs at $2 each equals $100. $100 minus $50 equals $50 profit. They had already spent $50, so they needed to get $100 from their customers. If they made $100, they would have got back the $50 they spent, and they would have made a $50 profit. So if they got 50 customers, they needed to charge each customer $2. That would give them the $200 they needed to buy their DVD player. Chapter 3. Marketing Their Business. Bianca and Lewis wanted to make sure people knew about their business. Making people know about a business is called marketing. So Bianca and Lewis made some signs. Turn your old T-shirts into cool new T-shirts. Only $2 a design. Bring your T-shirts to 22 Gordon Street on Saturday. After the signs were finished, they stuck them up around their neighborhood. Chapter 4. Open for Business. During the week, Bianca and Lewis spent all their spare time drawing designs on paper. When they liked a design, they drew it onto a piece of cardboard and cut the cardboard into a stencil. They ended up with 10 different designs. On Saturday morning, Bianca and Lewis set up a table at the front of their house. They did not have to wait long before their first customer turned up. The first customer wanted Bianca's design of a monkey. Chapter 5. Counting the Money. By the end of the day, Lewis and Bianca had served 60 customers. They rushed inside to count their money. First, they counted the notes. 5, 10, 15, 20. Then they counted the coins. 1, 2, 3, 4. Their stenciling work had made them a total of $120. After they took away the $50 they had spent on fabric paint, paintbrushes, and cardboard, they had made a profit of $70. That was $20 more than they needed to buy the DVD player. Money we had to begin with, $150. Cost of art things, minus $50, equals $100. Money we made from t-shirt designs, $120. $100 and $120 equals $220. That afternoon, Bianca and Lewis bought their new DVD player for $200. With the extra $20, they bought a DVD that they both wanted.